Welcome to Improv for Humans. We are at South by Southwest at a place called Arts and Labor. They make videos and very involved in music. And I've been told this is the area where South by Southwest actually started, is right where we're sitting. I think the very first show was exactly where I'm sitting. I made that fact up, but it makes it sound more special. But we're here because it's a special musical episode. But first, John Gimberling, welcome. Daniel Schneider,
thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Those are my improvisers. But the truly special guest, no offense, okay. John and Daniel.
Wow. Came all the way here from California, but it's fine.
Well, you didn't come all the way from Scotland, and Rhiann Downey did welcome you.
Hello.
So great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
And we were talking a little bit before the show. You came, this is your third time in the United States, once Disney World, second New York City, and now Austin, right?
Now Austin.
That's right.
Can you compare the three? What's...
The three of them are like different worlds. Each, Florida, I was six when I went, but to me it was the most magical place because that's where the Little Mermaid was. So
I'm from Florida and it is magical.
Yeah.
In all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
There's people that eat each other's faces. It's great.
People can't say the word gay.
What you need. I'm only joking. Then but, New York, everything's so big. I spent my full time there just looking up.
That's right. And everything's so big here, but wide. Not up, yeah. It's wide. Something like that. Okay, well, the way our format works is you're going to play a song, and then sometimes we'll launch right into a scene. Sometimes we'll ask you about a lyric or something. But let's start the collaboration. What song do you have for us first?
Let's go. The first song I've got for you is called The Devil's Going to Get You.
Oh, it's a threat.
It was actually written about a hangover, so I'll take it away.
I don't know, love, why I'm here. All I know, love, is a fear. Spend my time, love, paid my dues. Now the devil is gonna get you. The devil's gonna love where you've gone, but you better be back by dawn. When the time comes, payment's due, all the devil is gonna get you. While you sit there on your chair, begging for some mercy, please, Mr. Devil, set me free. The devil's gonna get you. He's not.
Knocking at your door. He sold your soul, but he wants
Father O'Connell, may I ask you some questions?
Of course you can.
I've been having a lot of threats lately from people around my neighborhood. To be honest, I'm kind of an asshole.
Is this a confession?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Let's go in the booth.
Okay, it's not. It's half a confession, but
oh,
okay.
Well, let's go in the little booth.
All right. It's kind of hard to fit in here. Oh, a lot of people have been saying, threatening me, saying specifically the devil's is going to come knocking at my door for my behavior around the neighborhood. I'm kind of a drunk and a right. jerk. I don't ever tip at Starbucks.
Not even a little bit. You can do it on the app.
I know, but that confuses me, and I feel like I'm going to get hacked when I do that. I don't want to do that.
Oh, it's a great system. You can collect stars, and you collect 50 or more stars. You can trade it in for a drink or a breakfast sandwich. Or
I didn't expect this info from you in a confessional. I was more interested in the devil threat. Everyone's saying the devil's going to come knocking at your door, and it's always that. It's not like you're going to hell. Right. It's always the devil's going to come knocking at your door. If I don't open the door or answer the door, mm-hmm. is that like a Christian loophole?
Well, you could also get rid of the door. Just take it off the hinges.
And have beads?
Hmm?
What do you mean? Have beads?
You could have hanging beads. You could have an open transom. What's the question?
I don't want him to steal my soul. So I'm figuring if I just don't answer the door, it's like when a robot calls. If you don't answer, it's not going to hurt you.
This is also you don't have to tip at Starbucks.
I don't know.
People are getting upset with you,
yes.
Brian.
Yes, all sorts of stuff.
So why don't you
I ran
just
over
stop
a dog. I should have started with that, too. With my truck.
By accident?
The first one. And then people yelled at me. I go, well, I'll run over the other dogs, too. Again, I was drunk. It wasn't... But, oh, God. Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello, who is it?
Doesn't matter.
I'm not going to answer the door. It doesn't matter. I didn't order any
Starbucks
food.
Starbucks delivery.
As much as I love Starbucks, I didn't ask for a delivery.
Oh, you earned enough points. You just didn't redeem them.
I don't use that damn app. Who is this?
It's Starbucks. I told you.
I'm going to make a call. Hold on a second. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Father, it's happening. It's happening right now. That situation I asked you about on Sunday, the devil, he's at my door right now. I'm positive. He says it's a Starbucks delivery guy.
Oh, Starbucks doesn't do deliveries.
I knew it. It's a trick.
I should have made it clear. It's Postmates.
Oh, he's saying it's Postmates, though. I didn't order it. This is the situation. This is it now.
Do you have a back door?
I do, of course. Run out the back door? Is
Slip
that what you're
out
saying?
The back into the woods. Meet me. I've got a little tent back there. Come meet me.
What?
I've got a little tent back out in the woods.
We cut to out in the woods, deep out in the briars. We see you. Is that your tent? Father, are you in there?
Hey, come on. Come on into me little love shack.
Why do you have this out in the woods? It seems
Why
creepy.
Why does a priest have a little tent out in the woods? Do you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Do you hear yourself, Brian? Why on earth would a priest have a little private tent in the woods?
I can only think of negative things right now. Oh, it doesn't have a door? Is this what you're trying to explain? Tents don't have doors?
It's got a flap.
Yeah.
Can't knock on a flap.
Oh, we cut to 3 hours later.
Knock, knock.
How's that possible?
I said knock, knock because there's a flap.
That's her. That's the demon.
Starbucks.
Get rid of it.
Starbucks delivery through Postmates.
Out in the woods, we don't even have an address.
Through Postmates.
How'd you find us? Only the demon could find me.
No, Postmates, you just say, you know, the Whiting Woods and we know.
Just ignore her, Brian. Have a little more hard
stuff. Don't you want a caramel macchiato?
Did she say caramel macchiato?
She did.
That temptation's too great. He opens the flap, walks out. Immediately, his soul is stolen. His soul gets sucked out of him.
Father, I still have another drink out here.
What you got?
I have one of those passion fruit lattes.
Ooh, I've got nothing to be ashamed of.
Come on out.
And scene. He had to have something to be ashamed of. Why would he have that tent out in the woods? Why did he have that tent out in the woods?
Well, I don't know, but he wasn't ashamed.
Okay.
I have to say, hearing you sing, like, I used to think I could sing.
You know, just how, now you had the epiphany?
I could sing too.
You know how you hear yourself and you're like, I'm pretty good. And then you really hear someone, you're like, aww. Oh, no. No, where you're just like, oh, that's real singing, like clear as a bell. You know what I mean? So thank you. It's been a great day, this revelation.
Reality check.
Yeah, it was just kind of like, oh, that's singing. You know? So thanks.
We cut to the outside of the Greek theater as people are coming in. Okay, tickets. Mm-hmm. You need to check your bags too. Okay. And no cell phones during the show, please.
Okay.
No flash photography.
Sure.
Okay. Checking in here. Oh, and one more rule. The bands have asked tonight that no singing along to the songs, even if you're a big fan.
What?
No singing along to the songs.
My wife and I, we're pretty good.
A Billy Joel sing-along, I thought.
It's just Billy Joel. It's not a sing-along. It's just Billy Joel.
Oh, we misread it. It says Billy Joel sings alone.
Yeah, he's never done that before, but it's become such a problem of people singing along with the Billy Joel song.
But who doesn't want? But it's the Piano Man. Everybody knows that song. Like, why wouldn't we? Like, why else is he singing?
Even the lyrics of the song, it's just 20,000 people.
It says sing us a song.
Ugh, damn it!
No. I think the people in that song, sorry to contradict you,
honey. Honey, what are you doing?
In the song are singing to the Piano Man, asking him to sing them a song.
No, it's the Piano Man saying, sing us a song. And then we say, you're the Piano Man. you play the piano.
Oh, it's like, sing us a song. No, you're the Piano Man. Right. So how do you explain that?
This is why we don't want you guys singing along. You're going to be arguing during the show.
We just want to enjoy Billy Joel the way he's meant to be enjoyed by our voices covering his.
But don't you understand? If there's someone sitting in front of you, they want to hear Billy Joel, not your voices.
They won't hear our voices because theirs will be loud too, and we'll have to hear their shitty voices.
What about a low guttural humming?
Maybe. And we cut to Uptown Girl in the middle of the show. He's doing Uptown.
Uptown Girl. Joanna can't afford to buy her pearls. See? When the ship comes in, I'll understand the kind of guy.
We see Billy Joel has stopped singing. He's just staring out into the audience.
She's an Uptown Girl.
Now there's no music playing, but they're still singing.
She's an uptown girl.
Flashlight from ushers are trying to find. They were vampires.
What are you doing? We're singing.
I told you, no singing during the show. Billy Joel stopped Uptown Girl. His best song.
Well, maybe he wanted to. I'd argue differently. It's definitely for the longest time. But still, he wanted to hear us sing. I think that's why he stopped singing. He was like, I'm not going to continue with these geniuses here.
Okay, he's starting scenes from an Italian restaurant.
Bottle of red.
No, stop.
Bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. Meet you anytime you want.
In our Italian restaurant, Brenda and Eddie with the poppy's daddies and the king and the queen and the prom.
We see people are filing out. It's just them alone in the Greek theater.
Very fine. Boom, boom.
And scene. And thank you.
So, what
do you have an opinion when you're at a show and you hear a nice singer and then you hear people just belting out their lyrics angrily? Not even angrily, but they just can't sing with passion. They're belting it out and it kind of ruins the. Or do you not feel that way?
I have been told off a few times for singing too loud at a gig, so
but
I guess
can
I'm one
sing.
Of
at your gig or at somebody else's gig?
At somebody else's gig.
Oh, okay. Can't imagine someone being in the audience being like, too loud! Quiet it down! God, you're loud!
Ma'am, you're sitting next to the amp.
Well, she's so a loud singer. You know, in my radio, it's quieter.
Okay, ma'am, may you need to move towards the back because you're right in front of the amplifier stack.
I think she needs to hush up.
Okay, you're louder than even
what?
The electric guitars.
No.
You are.
Well, they should quiet those guitars. Those are loud.
We cut to the next time there's a hurricane in the area. Knock, knock, knock.
Yeah, this hurricane's too loud.
Yes, ma'am. We've had a situation, and the city's asking for your help. The sirens aren't working, and we're wondering if you would just stand on your roof and talk about the hurricane.
It's a very loud hurricane.
Her voice emanates throughout the city.
I mean, my gosh, can't a hurricane give us some peace and quiet? I thought hurricanes were supposed to be quiet, but it's so loud.
The eye of the hurricane becomes obviously annoyed with her voice.
I mean, my God, it sounds like a train. It sounds like a train. Listen to that. Oh, you think you're so loud?
Sounds
you think
like you're wind.
You think you're so something that needs to talk so loud, this hurricane. You think you're something special.
Oh, just a hurricane.
Well, you're a loud one.
Just
why
gale
are you such a
force winds.
You think your voice is the only thing that needs to be heard?
That's the hurricane's so
said.
Annoyed he backs out towards the ocean.
All right. I'm going to downgrade to a tropical storm.
Well, that's right.
And scene. So it helped us out. So do we deserve another song? Can we hear another one from you,
of
please?
Course you can. Of course you can. This is a little song called Start Again. You're bound to catch up with us before we reach the end. Give yourself some credit, you have come so far, my friend. Oh, there's no point in holding grudges. They just drive you round the bend. I won't say it again. You got yourself to where you are now. Yeah, we got there in the end. Don't pay attention to your past now. It is time to start again. I'll learn to forgive them, but you know I won't forget. Resentment's never worth the space it takes up in your head. Oh, I won't hold it all against them. I'll just let them go instead. I'm over it. You got yourself to where you are now. Yeah, we got there in the end. Don't pay attention to your past now. It is time to start again. You're bound to catch up with us before we reach the end. Give yourself some credit, you have come so far, my friend. Oh, there's no point in holding grudges. They just drive you round the bend. I won't say it again. You got yourself to where you are now. Yeah, we got there in the end. Don't pay attention to your past now. It is time to start again. You got yourself to where you are now.
it's time to start again.
That's really nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So let me ask you, what inspired that? Did you have a grudge and that was advice given to you, or were you giving that advice to someone else?
That was advice to myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I went through a lot of big changes, especially during lockdown, and I was trying to move forward with my career, with my life, uh-huh. and I was holding on to things that had happened in the past. I was holding on to people that were no good for me, and that's when I decided it's time to start again.
There you go. That means let go of it all?
Yeah.
Kind of new slate? Cool.
Who were those people? What did they do?
First and last name. Let's get that list out there.
Yeah.
Let's get that grudge list.
Hi, John. I just, you know, I know I haven't seen you since the lockdown.
Yes.
And, you know, and I just wanted to tell you I won't be seeing you anymore.
What?
I had a lot of time to think, and I just realized you are no good.
Why? What? You made me drive all the way over
here. Well, you know, I didn't want to waste the gas on this conversation. It's expensive right now.
Why did we have to have this conversation in person?
Because I don't want to be one of those people that, you know, says I don't want to be your friend anymore over the phone.
What did I do? I'm sorry.
Well, I just kind of feel like I'm, you know how like you get perspective during like a tragedy?
Yeah. I know all about getting perspective during tragedies. I'm great at it. I've widened my perspective many times.
This is what I'm talking about. You're just like, you've been bragging about how great you are at getting perspective. And that's like,
well,
it's just like a little full of yourself.
I used to have a very narrow view of the world, and then I went through several eye-opening tragedies.
I know, but you talk about them all the time.
I dealt with them really well.
Yeah,
they were hard tragedies, and a lot of people just crumble in those situations, and I flourish.
I know, but you're a dick about it. I get it. You beat cancer. Hooray.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I didn't just beat cancer by myself, though. I did it with a loving community of people, and I realized how great my friends and family are and how much we all need each other.
But do you hear all this anger in your voice? That's what I'm talking about.
What did I do to you? I'm just annoying to you?
Well, it's just like you just wanted to, every day you're like, thank you guys so much for getting me through cancer. You know, and like it was just all about
I'm
you.
I'm grateful. But, I'm expressing
gratitude. But do you hear the way you do it?
I don't think I go, thank you guys so much for getting me through cancer.
Well, I just mean that, like, it's just a perspective. I just want to, like, get past it. It's time to, like, move forward. And I just feel like you're toxic.
When we were roommates.
Yes.
You didn't wash one dish.
You're comparing the two things?
You didn't wash one dish. Yeah, I'm comparing my gratitude and personal growth to the fact that you didn't pitch in once washing the dishes.
Well, you've been holding on to this, obviously. Maybe that's what made your cancer grow. The anger.
I just throw all the dishes out and get all new dishes.
Well, maybe you shouldn't hold on to anger like that and you wouldn't get cancer.
I don't get cancer anymore.
You got it, though.
Yeah.
So maybe you're to blame.
No. It was because of those high-tension power lines that I grew up around.
Well, we don't know. It hasn't been scientifically proven.
Fine. I'll leave.
Great.
All right.
Great. Well, I just wanted to tell you this.
Clearly you wanted to see me again.
I did not.
You had me come all the way over here.
I said I didn't want to do it on the phone.
Okay. Do you want gas? Gas is so powerful.
Okay. Do you want to come in?
Yeah.
Great. You hungry?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm starving. It's an hour and a half in traffic to get over here.
Well, let's order something.
And we cut to them in the middle of dinner. They've forgotten about their argument. And they're laughing over something.
That was something.
Oh my God, I'm remembering how much fun we have together.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
So I guess someone should wash the dishes.
Well, it's not my house. I said we could eat out of the takeout. You wanted to plate the food.
I'm not an animal. Well, I mean, I did invite you here.
You want me to wash the dishes?
I mean, you volunteer.
I'm a little tired. I get a little tired.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Get the fuck out of my house.
Insane. Where? I can't find it.
What are you looking for?
I've looked all over the house.
What are you looking for?
My grudge list. Oh. My grudge list that I've had since elementary school.
Did you look in the trash?
Yes, I looked in the trash. I looked on the refrigerator. I looked on my desk. It was on my bulletin board. I think I took it down to add a name the other day. And I can't remember if I put it back up. And now I started to remake the list, and I'm forgetting people that I had grudges against in my early life.
But if you're forgetting people, then maybe you're over it.
No way, man. There's one kid. He used to... one time we did a trade at lunch, and I had a Rice Krispie treat, and I gave him the Rice Krispie treat for some of those Welch's gummies. Uh-huh. And then I get the Welch's gummies, and I see that he had already opened the pack and taken out all the berry-flavored ones.
Mm-hmm.
You mean, that's it.
Sounds like you didn't do your due diligence before the trade.
Screw that guy. He ripped me off. God, what was his name? And now I'll never be able to exact revenge on him.
What are you going to do with your grudge list?
I don't know. I'll get around to it.
You have a whole list? You've never exacted revenge on one of them?
I know. I should get to it. You know?
What are we talking about? Like poisonings, hiding things? What's the revenge going to look like?
I don't know. I guess it should be eye for an eye type of thing. So, it was Matt DeLuca. That's who it was, Matt DeLuca. That was the guy. Give me those screwy Welch's.
So that eye for an eye would be you give him some more Welch's, just not a whole pack?
I don't know. Something like that. Something that seems like a fair trade, but it's not.
Hey, Matt, I haven't seen you in years.
Hey,
so good to
Matt
see you.
DeLuca.
Yeah. Oh my God, from Providence. So yeah. Holy crap, you look the same.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, what are you up to?
Nothing. Do you want a water?
Sure, thanks, man.
Yeah, here's a water.
Great.
Yeah, I cracked it open for you.
Yeah.
That's why the seal's cracked.
Yeah, there's not much water in here.
Huh?
I mean, you cracked it open.
Yeah, that's what it was like.
What?
Matt DeLuca.
I don't know.
There you go.
Wait, you flew all the way here on your own dime.
That's beside the point. You don't have a full bottle of water now. How do you feel? How does it make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel strange, but I can pay for my own, so I'll just go get another one. I didn't even want water. I was taking it to be polite.
Back with his friend. Oh, man.
How do you feel?
I don't feel any better. And especially, I traveled all that way. I need local revenge. That's what I need. Who was next on the list? Oh, yeah. She called me Jufro. I used to have bigger hair, and she used to call me Jufro. Is that nice?
I guess not. I mean, your hair was pretty remarkable. I remember it.
Okay, but I'm getting her back.
The way that yarmulke just sort of rested on top of that big fro.
I feel like now you're getting at me. You want to be on the grudge list?
Sure, you can't even find it. I'm happy to be on this grudge
list. Do you have my grudge list? How can it just disappear?
I threw it away.
You what?
I got sick and tired of hearing you bitch about your old grudges all the time. I threw it away, man. Let it go. Get over it. We're doctors now. We're famous ER surgeons. You've won.
Do you think we're really that famous?
Yeah. We're two cool doctors living together. We make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. What are you holding on to for?
Dude, you're...
Excuse me, doctors. I didn't mean to bother you, but I just wanted to get your autograph.
Yeah?
There you go.
You guys are those doctors.
Yeah, no big deal.
You're so famous.
Mm-hmm.
You make all that money.
We do.
You save all those lives. I just wanted to get your autograph. I listened to your doctor's podcast.
And scene. So, oh, thank you. Sydney, do you have any grudges?
Yes.
Tell me.
Okay, so this one guy.
Wow, that came so readily. I'm terrified.
So one time in first grade, this one guy named
No names.
Okay, it was this one guy. He pushed my friend. I'm not doing names. He pushed my friend, and then blamed it on. And then he pushed my friend, and then pushed me, and then said, "Why did you push her?"
Whoa!
That's good.
He blamed the push on you.
He got in trouble.
But you have never let go. My wife and I have heard this tale over and over again for years. She's never let go of that moment.
And I have another grudge
on a teacher
in preschool. I was in preschool one day, and they were giving out free popsicles if the girl knew your name. But the girl didn't know my name, and she knew everyone else's name, so I didn't get a popsicle, but everyone else did.
Okay.
We talk about this a lot, too. These are some stories that come up late at night when we're doing bedtime, and you're like, remember that teacher?
Okay, Danielle, since it's your birthday, as I said, you get to just say everyone's name in the class, and you just everybody go up and get a popsicle. Everyone's got one, right? Everybody?
Got a name?
No, everyone's gotten a popsicle by her saying your name? Everyone?
Not me.
Okay, Danielle, you know her name, right?
What's your name again?
A close up on the little girl as she starts to tear up.
I want to say it's Amelia.
Don't say your name. You can't say the name. If you say the name, you'll never get a popsicle.
Is your name
No.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to not get a popsicle today. I just can't remember.
And now we cut to an entirely different scene. It's in a big building near the end of a business meeting. All right. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to give a raise to everyone in the room who I remember their name. Okay, let's see. What's your name?
You know it.
I always think of you as Big Ears. No. Big Ears? No.
With
the
D.
The Big D. No? No, D. That's my buddy.
D.
D. Delanor.
No,
Delaware?
Danielle.
What?
Danielle.
That fellow?
Danielle. Yes, you got it. I get a raise. Woo! Yes.
All right. Only half a raise because she gave me help. All right.
You know my name, boss?
Old glossy hair.
That's right.
Your name is glossy hair?
I got a raise.
You remember old glossy hair? You don't remember Danielle?
My hair's glossy and it's old and brittle.
There you go. You get a raise every year, don't you?
That's an easy name. Not fair.
We cut to City Hall. So you want to officially change your name?
Yes. I want it to be what I look like.
All right. Is that up to me or are you going to say it?
No, I know what I look like.
Because that's going to be a long name if it's up to me.
Well, that's insulting.
All right. Well, what's your name?
My name is Beautiful.
Beautiful what?
Just beautiful.
I think you're going to need more.
I think people, they look at me and they say...
Beautiful poop?
What?
You're the most beautifulest poop.
See? That girl said I was beautiful.
Okay, we cut to the next year. All right, it's time for raises again, everyone. Ooh. It's time for me to remember your name and give you a raise.
That's
Isn't that right, old glossy hair?
That's right.
There's another raise for you.
I glossed my hair extra glossy
and
for you
today. I mean, just say what I look like, and I think you'll know what my name is. It's just what I look like.
The human worm. No.
Hi, sir. I'd like to change my name again.
Okay. I didn't think that would last. What is it this time?
What do you... I want you to be honest.
All right.
What do you think I look like?
Mm.
And just be honest.
How many adjectives am I allowed?
Three.
As smelly as in a look.
That's
though.
Not a look.
Right, right. And disgusting isn't necessarily, that's more like something you eat. No, visually can be disgusting, right? Can visually be disgusting?
Yes, okay.
Or is it just
yes.
something you eat?
Okay.
It can be both.
All right. Disgusting.
All right.
Boring?
Okay.
Is that a look?
No, but I'll take it.
Okay.
You can look boring.
Okay, I'm going to stick with that.
Who? Your secretary. I'm sorry. Administrative assistant is quite mouthy.
And scene. Thanks for helping us out there, Sydney.
What a family. What a loving family.
I know. I do love that, like, the family that insults each other stays together.
Come on, John. We keep it to the show, and that way, in real life, we're all lovely to each other.
Yeah, we only say beautiful compliments to each other.
Yes, isn't that right? Rhiannon, do we deserve another song?
I think you do.
The show only ends when you feel we don't deserve any more songs.
We'll be here all night then.
Oh,
this is a song called So Sad.
Hey you, what's your name? What's your story? What's your game? Oh, do you wanna come along with me? Hey you, where you from? I would never do you wrong, so do you. But it's so sad. You can tell the good from the bad. You told me everything I want to hear. With your knife pressed right against my back, my dear. Oh my, I must confess, I'm sick of all the lies that we've been fed. I try to switch off, but I swear it's really getting to my head. To my head. But it's so sad. You can tell the good from the bad. You told me. Gotta do this on my own, I'm sick of sitting by the phone. Won't take an intellect to know that it is never gonna ring. Nuh-uh. It is not a funny thing to be a puppet on a string when all I wanna do is strum my guitar and sing. And sing. But it's so sad. You can tell the good from the bad. You told me everything I want to hear. With your knife pressed right against my back, my dear. It's so sad. It's so
And you guys like the aw right in the middle of it.
I'm going to say something. I don't feel that when you said aw, it was sincere.
Actually, when I think your baby's really cute.
No, you can stop making that sound.
But I think your baby's really cute.
You know, you can just say...
Oh, is that your baby? sorry.
I think it's that cute.
I have to say, it's just so... You guys are... Now it just sounds like... You're
very cute.
You're now coughing on my new baby.
And hawking, you know, you
just
huffing.
If you have nothing nice to say, just don't say anything, okay? I don't like the sound of what you're saying. You know, it's all babies baby. Look a little weird, just... okay? They squeeze out of a very small hole.
I didn't need that.
Well, I'm just saying.
Then I would say your baby's very impressive, but I... Oh, that would be the sound I'd make. Oh, got out that small hole. Congrats. Whoa.
No.
But to me, whoa. Your baby's fell on the ground.
Hey, get off. You made my baby fall on the ground.
Aww.
We did. I don't believe that you feel any sadness about that. Hey, stop it. Stop it. It's so rude. All right. And I wish you would stop saying it's your baby since it's half yours.
What? Whoa. What do you mean?
See,
I did
want
to tell you like this.
I
invited you over to meet the baby thinking you'd think it was so cute. And then I could be like, see how cute it is? It's half yours. All right.
Well, I was surprised, but then I got overwhelmed by the cuteness again.
Half mine.
Yes.
Whose is the other half?
Mine.
Oh, right. Right.
Well, do you have anything to say about that? No, I didn't ask for your opinion.
No, that was my questioning. What's going to happen? You don't understand that noise?
Well, no, and you don't have to
this
be so
noise
vocal.
Is clearly, oh, what's he going to say? Doesn't it sound like that?
No.
What would your noise be for what's he going to say?
I would make a noise. I would say, what's he going to say?
But sometimes you emote just to...
I would maybe let him have this moment and not be so selfish.
Oh, I didn't even know it was coming from me. But that is a what's he going to say sound.
All right. What do you think?
Stop. You're messing me up. I can't...
I'm just going to make like a dog wondering what's going
on. No one needs you to do that. We're having a very serious moment. Do you mind getting out of my house? Yes. So,
I guess I wish you told me earlier before the birth so I could have seen that small hole thing you were talking
about. What?
Because that sounds crazy.
Guess you think you're pretty funny.
But I guess I'll be there for this baby.
That's happiness. That was happiness that it all resolved itself.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
You're upsetting the baby at this point.
What?
You're upsetting the baby.
Oh, I
my
forgot
baby.
About the baby. Aww. I'm no louder than the baby.
All right. Get out. There's a lot to process. I understand it.
Yeah. Can you leave us?
Okay.
We're trying to raise this baby.
Okay, I'll just open the door and leave.
Now he's making sound effects for other stuff.
That's
totally different. It's a totally different tack to take, adding sound effects to other things.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it.
What was that?
All right, you're not, he's leaving on horse. I can't.
Taxi!
That was me walking down the steps.
Oh, I thought you were
friends with Michael Winslow.
And scene. Love the Michael Winslow reference.
Remember Michael Winslow?
Police Academy, anyone? I think he might have passed away. Why am I saying that?
Aww.
No, fact check me, people. I had an aunt who used to, when she ate, and I have a couple of friends who do, I have a friend who does that. I'm not going to say who, not John, but who my aunt would do this every time she ate. I don't even think it was when she especially enjoyed it, but she would always go, she would say, good. Like when she would eat every bite. Have you ever seen someone like that?
I've seen people, Andrea does this sometimes, a lot, where the, every time they take a drink, they go, ah. And it like makes sense one time, but then every single time it's like you're... Every time you take a drink, you're essentially holding your breath.
I will say that your wife does a lot of commercials, mm-hmm. so it might be just all of her commercial acting has affected her real life.
Built, I think she gets the commercials because she's built to display satisfaction with products.
Okay, guys. In this ad, you're a couple, and you're eating breakfast, and you haven't had this cereal before, and you both take a bite of it. And you know it's healthy, but you don't think it's going to taste good. You take a bite and you eat it, and you're like, "Oh, it does taste good." Okay. Mm.
Okay.
So, and there's you guys don't have any dialogue, so it's all in your face, and then you can make emotive noises, but no actual lines this take. Okay.
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 All right.
Got it. Thank you.
And action.
Shit.
Ooh. Okay, cut. Did you say shit?
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I was
yeah.
just eating. It's just when I like something, I'm like, Jesus.
You do like a small curse?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I guess. Do
Can
I?
Can you leave yeah, that out? Because you definitely went, oh, shit. Yeah.
All right.
All right. So it's just, you know, just nice. It was really well, okay?
Thank you.
You guys need
Thank
some more
you.
Cereal?
Okay, yeah,
there you go.
No,
a little
I'm
more
good.
Milk and action.
No. No. Oh,
right, cut. No. That time there was no words, but weren't you? You went. You were like, "Oh no!" Like you were doing something bad that you felt guilty of. No one else was watching or something.
Well, I just thought that, I guess I thought the cereal was like too good, like sinfully delicious. I was like, stop.
Let's just do a take where everything that pops into your mind, I
want
to hear.
I don't want, you want to hear everything that pops into
your
mind?
Yeah, let's try an opposite take of what we just did. So this time, all words, okay? Every single moment, everything that's going through your head, okay? It's kind of an acting exercise. Okay, and action.
I'm eating, chewing, trying to say everything that's going through my head.
Is this
going to
be?
Sitting, I'm eating.
I'm surprisingly intrigued.
I gotta walk the dog later.
This is delicious.
Oh, man. Oh, Christ.
This is yummy. This is good.
Take my diabetes medicine after
this.
This is
okay.
Yeah.
I liked it up to I'll take my diabetes medicine after this, but I thought that was the acting was there. So if we can put that acting there with just emotive sounds, and let's have this be the last take, okay, guys? And let's be extra loud on the emotive sounds, okay?
So,
I can turn it down.
No words, just emotion.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you use the word good. Like,
okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. I mean? And that gives you something to do with all with your mouth.
Right?
Well, you know. Just
it seems like that's what you guys want to say anyway.
Yeah,
so like if you want to just end it like, that's good.
You know, I don't like to coach my other actors, you know, you know, it'll give you something to do.
Okay.
I always say when I'm acting, you know, give me something to do.
Right.
Okay, I'm the director.
Okay.
And action.
Good. 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 Oh, good. 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 Good.
I didn't get one good out.
You did it. I know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think he just said we could have one good.
Okay. Yeah, let's try it. Just one good and just really lay into that good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just let us really know you think that cereal is good. Okay? Okay. We'll call this the fun run. And action.
Good.
I think this cereal is good.
Didn't sound real. Didn't sound Sounds like you forced that.
I feel like I gave you, I feel like I gave you genuine emotion every time leading up to this. I'm an actor. All right? I gave you satisfaction. I gave you surprise. I gave you delight.
He continues this rant with his wife in bed that night as they're making love.
I gave him everything he ever, shades of enjoyment. I said it tasted good. I liked it. And then, I don't know what he wanted from me. This guy. Oh.
Good.
Oh.
And seed, folks. This has been Improv for Humans. Rianne Downey. Please look up, where can we find your stuff? You have an EP and you have a new album coming out pretty soon?
Yeah, I've got an EP and I've got a new EP coming out later in the year, and you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, all the streaming services. You can find me on social media as well if you want to become friends.
We definitely do, and we're all big fans of yours now. So thanks a lot, and everybody, keep being human. That's our show. Thanks, guys, for coming.
Improv for Humans with Matt Besser is an Airwolf production, produced by Britt Morris and Amelia Chapelow, engineered by Britt Morris, music by Dragoo. Find our latest merch at budswag.com. Help get the word out by telling a friend about the show today. Make sure to rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen. Want more? Find the full archive. Ad-free episodes, as well as original premium series from Matt and Brett on Stitcher Premium, like Estates of Perfection. Use promo code Estates for a 1-month free trial. For photos, show notes, and more, go to earwolf.com.